Welcome, fellow D&B enthusiasts. In this tutorial, we're diving into reverse reverb techniques tailored specifically for drum and bass production, all using Ableton Live stock plugins. This approach can help create unique transitions, build anticipation, and infuse a lush, atmospheric quality into your tracks, perfect for those rolling beats and heavy bass lines. By the end of this lesson, you'll be equipped to craft a professional-sounding reverse reverb effect that enhances your D&B productions. This technique works wonders for snares, vocal snippets, or atmospheric elements, seamlessly leading into drops or breakdowns. Let's jump right into the step-by-step process. First, let's choose our sound. Begin by selecting a snare drum or a short vocal chop. It's essential that the sound fits well within your D&B track. Next, create a new audio track in your Ableton Live project. To do this, just right-click in the mixer area and select Insert Audio Track. Now, drag your chosen sound onto this new audio track. This copy will be the source for your reverse reverb effect. With your audio clip selected, press Command plus J on Mac or Control plus J on Windows to consolidate the clip if needed. After that, right-click on the clip and select Reverse. Just like that, your sound is now playing backward. Now, let's create the reverb effect. Locate the built-in reverb effect in the Ableton Live Devices menu and drag it onto the audio track with the reversed sound. When it comes to tweaking the reverb settings, aim for decay time between 3.0 to 5.0 seconds to achieve that lushness we're after. Adjust the size to your liking. Larger sizes create a more spacious effect. Set the dry/wet to about 80% to really emphasize the reverb, and consider adding a pre-delay of 10 to 20 milliseconds to help prevent muddiness. Next, we'll freeze the track. Right-click the audio track header and select Freeze Track. After this, right-click again and select Flatten. This action will render the effect into a new audio clip. Now it's time for some further processing. To build tension, create volume automation that gradually brings up the reversed reverb as you approach a drop or transition. If necessary, add a compressor effect to manage any peaks in your reverse reverb, ensuring it sits nicely in the mix. Don't forget about positioning. Place the reverse reverb at strategic points in your track, especially right before a drop, breakdown, or climax. Now, let's cover some common mistakes. Be careful of applying too much reverb. Excess can lead to a muddy mix. Always ensure your reverb complements rather than overwhelms the overall sound. Also, pay close attention to volume levels. Your reverse reverb shouldn't drown out other elements. Balance is key. For those looking to delve deeper into darker or heavier D&B, consider layering multiple reverse reverb sounds to create a thicker texture. Experiment with different samples for more dynamic results. Adding an auto filter after the reverb can be beneficial, especially for avoiding low-end clashes with your bass. And if you're feeling adventurous, try using the pitch shifter plugin to slightly shift the reverse effect down before resolution. It can lend a dark tone to your buildup. Now for a mini practice exercise. Select a different sound for your reverse reverb. As an experiment, try using a pad or synth stab. Repeat the steps and focus on creating rhythmic variations by varying the decay times and EQ settings. To recap, today we explored the reverse reverb technique that's perfect for crafting atmospheric builds in your D&B tracks. Remember, keep experimenting with different samples and settings. Happy producing! May your D&B tracks shake dance floors everywhere.